Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And welcome to the second hour of the show. A busy one, I must say, definitely. And I'm loving every minute of it. Isn't South Africa just blessed, though? Can we talk about that one of these days? Because right now on the line, I have Yolita Kok. She's not new to the family, always brings the big names. Hi, Yolita.
It's so nice to speak to you. I am in the beautiful Claymont. So an absolute joy to speak to you from here.
Oh, man. Beautiful to hear your voice. Yolita,
yes.
Listen, I don't know how you do it. Like, you go for the big names. I don't know how you do it. So when I saw Matt Redman and your name was attached to this, I was like, hey, but guys, how does this lady do it? But Yolita, I don't know if I'm not overstepping, but somebody gave me just a glimpse of your story and how you got into this thing of, you know, music, basically, and promotions. But let me put you on the spot before we talk about Matt Redman coming here. How did you get into this? How did you get into this whole scene?
You know, it was God. I mean, he asked me one day, Yolita, I was actually nagging God. I need a change in my life. You know, I don't know what to do. And then God asked me, Yolita, what do you have in your hands? And I said, Lord, all I have is music. And then he actually, you know, that they say you have an open vision. And I think that's what I had. Because the next moment I saw myself in the music industry doing events and things like that. And it was impossible. But what I did right is I believed God. Because if he says it, there's no bigger authority than him.
Yeah.
And if he says it, you know, then it's yes and amen. And within 2 weeks, I was in the music industry. And as they say, the rest
within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks, God made an opening. And I was in the music industry without any knowledge of it, with no qualifications, nothing. God qualified me as I went along, you know. And now it's like 16 years later. And I know much more now, but I'm still dependent on God to show me what to do next.
Oh, man, I love to hear it. Now this time around, Yolita, you are bringing Matt Redman into the country. Tell us about that, because like as you were speaking, and I remember even on our previous conversation, you're one of those people who don't just do things because it's fashionable to do it. Why? Yes. Why Matt Redman and why this time?
You know, Matt writes for the church of today. And if I say the church, it's the body of Christ. And where we are at, you know, we really need to tap into what God is doing in the earth. And if I can explain it like this, a songwriter puts the words he puts words in the mouth of the people. Because many of us, you know, we have feelings and emotions, but we don't know how to express it. And a songwriter does that. And because Matt writes for the global church, I felt, you know, I mean, if I can just say, songs like 10,000 Reasons, 10,000 Reasons for my heart to sing. And then it goes, bless the Lord, oh my. He doesn't feel that. I mean, if you love the Lord, then you want to say that, you know. And then the other one that meant a lot to me personally is the heart of worship. I'll bring you more than a song. You know that song?
It takes me back.
Yeah, and so, yes, exactly. So for him to come at this time where we need the words of God in our mouths, for me, that was the important thing. I met Matt years ago, and I just felt that now is the time for him to come and sing to the Church of South Africa, meaning the body of Christ. And because the thing about Matt is that he does not give a show. He comes and he just facilitates so that the people can sing and that the people can tell God how they feel and what's happening and in their hearts. So for me, it's a wonderful opportunity to just come together and just say, Lord, see our hearts. This is our hearts. Because Matt knows the words. We don't have the vocabulary, yep. but he has that gift, you know, to say, this is how we feel, Lord. And to join it all in song. Oh, no, man. I love it. I just love it.
Oh, man. Now, tell us about the actual concert when he's coming around. Who can we expect? What's the lineup looking like?
Yes. So this is his concert. You know, I haven't got any other people.
Wow. One-man show.
Yes. Yes. And he's going to come and sing the favorites that we all know. I mean, there's so many songs that Matt has written that people don't even know it's Matt, because other artists also took those songs and covered it and just made it go worldwide, you know. But Matt has the heart for when he wrote it, and he's going to share on that. So he comes with his evening. And the other nice thing about him is he's an intimate guy. He likes it to be intimate. Mm. So our venues are like 1,500 and 2,500 big. So it's not as if there's going to be 10,000-20,000 people, although that is also very nice. But Matt likes it intimate. He likes to share and just say, come, let's bring our hearts. So I think it's going to be an awesome, it's an awesome few nights. And then the other thing that he's also going to do is do two sessions, one in Cape Town and one in Pretoria, for the worship leaders, you know, teaching them what it's all about and how to write songs, because that's the gift that God's given him for the global church. Some people are called for their church, others for their town, others for their nation, and then there's those that are called for the world. And he's one of those. So to sit, there's only 400 tickets at each of the worship seminars. To sit with him in a room and listen to him say and speak about what God has put on his heart, I think that's an opportunity that's truly just priceless, you know.
Yeah.
So for the worship leaders, the session musicians, it's actually open to everybody. But because there's just 400 seats available, I would really invite the worship teams to come and to listen to him. Yeah,
wow.
But it's going to be amazing night, you know.
I can imagine. Yeah. So when exactly is it, and how do we become part of it?
Okay, so in Cape Town, it happens on the 10th and the 11th of September. And then on the 11th of September in the afternoon is the seminar, that we call it the Worth Seminar. For the worship leaders, and then 12 and 13 is in Pretoria. In Cape Town, it is at Misho Day, all the tickets are on Quicket. And in Pretoria, it is at 3CI Church, and the worship seminar is on the 13th. So the worship teams can come. They've got no excuse that they're working or anything. It's a Saturday. Yeah, and all tickets are on Quicket. And the seminars, the worship seminars, if you come in your worship team, there's a discount. So I would really suggest come with your teams, you know. Yeah. So, yes. So on Quicket and the 10th, 11th in Cape Town, and the 12th and the 13th of September in Pretoria.
Absolutely amazing, I must say, Yulita. And once again, where do we get our tickets before I say goodbye? And the dates, I think that's a very important one if we go over it again.
Yes. So on Quicket, you just type in Matt Redman and then you'll find the different options. The 10th and the 11th of September in Cape Town, and also the afternoon of the 11th in Cape Town, the Worth Seminar for Worship Leaders, that will be held at the Common Bos, and the actual events at Misho Day in Bellville, and then in Pretoria on the 12th and the 13th of September at 3CI Church. And then on the 12th, the 13th, the afternoon, the Saturday, the Worth Seminars for the Worship Leaders, also at 3CI. But all tickets available on Quicket.
Wow. Yulita, thank you so much. It's always great catching up with you, I must say.
Oh,
man, you're doing some great work. Just so you know,
you
are doing some beautiful work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. Oh. I'll be blessed.
Just be blessed. You too then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Radio that changes lives. Tune in to your daily companion on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.